This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number. Try to call in early so we can get to as many calls as possible. 844-236-6010. If you have comments or success stories you'd like to share, or if you have questions about nutrition, health, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we're here for you. 844-236-6010. Edward Carswell will be with us in our third segment. Edward is a preparedness expert. He's got a YouTube channel called Prepper Nurse One, and I've been watching it now for the last few days. Very interesting stuff, and Edward's been doing this pre-2012. We've got lots of YouTube videos, lots of information, and I guess you'd say he's an experienced survivalist, although he calls himself a prepper. Not really sure what the difference between a survivalist and a prepper is. He's going to talk to us about reasons why we should be prepared and how we can be prepared from disaster at the in our third segment, and we'll get your calls in our second segment, 844-236-6010. You can purchase longevity products from brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also sign up to join the website off the join the team off the websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. And you can check out our 1,000-plus 4- and 5-star reviews at truthreviewed.com, truthreviewed.com. All right, Edward Carswell at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls in our second segment, 844-236-6010. We've been talking about fats, the distinction. First of all, we've been talking about the distinction of fats. There's a lot of power when you start to make distinctions in things, especially in chemistry. By distinguishing nutrients as fatty or watery, you can leverage their power much more effectively, and you can understand how they work. Fats are involved in sustained kind of chemical reactions, sustained health issues, growth, repair, stress management. Water-soluble nutrients, on the other hand, are more for quick-acting biochemistry. The biochemistry of running, the biochemistry of the heartbeat, the biochemistry of nerve conduction. These all are, and this is, by the way, a very broad generalization. There's lots of overlap here, but generally speaking, when something's watery, it's going to be in and out quickly. When something's fatty, it's going to stick around. That's why your oil doesn't come out of your shirt. If you ever spilled, I guess speaking from experience here, a couple weeks ago I spilled some vegetable juice on a white shirt, and I figured I'd just take it to the dry cleaners, and they get it out. By the way, dry cleaners use solvents that are specific for removing oils and removing fats. So I just took it to the dry cleaner, figured we'd get it out. No, it's not coming out. I got a big old yellow stain on my beautiful white shirt.
from the carotenoids. The carotenoids are pigments, and they don't come out. They're fatty. They don't come out of your food like they don't come out of your shirt when it's dirty. And this is one of the reasons why, as we get older, our skin becomes much more sensitive. Why, as we get older, our skin becomes more susceptible to damage. As we get older, we get more wrinkles, and we get more dark spots. A lot of this has to do with the fact that our ability to extract fats, which is difficult to begin with at any age, as we get older, it becomes much and much, much more difficult. And if you understand this, you can see why it's important, number one, to start supplementing with fatty nutrients so you get them into the system, vitamin D, vitamin E, vitamin A, vitamin K, phytonutrients, and essential fatty acids, of course. Now, vitamin D is a little tricky, by the way, because probably the best way to get your vitamin D is not supplementing. Leave that aside for now. And then secondly, helping your body extract fatty nutrients from foods. Help your body extract the pigments, extract the fatty vitamins, extract the essential fatty acids. And you do that by putting butter on your veggies. You do that by slightly steaming. You do that by using digestive enzymes and bile salts and lecithin. And you do that by keeping your organs, especially your gallbladder. Now, when it comes to the skin, and I've been studying the skin for many years, there's a major connection between skin health and these fats. Major, major, major. I would venture to say almost all cases of eczema / atopic dermatitis involve this system. I don't know about, I won't go, I'm not going to go out on a limb and say all, but I'm going to say a lot, the vast majority of skin issues, of eczematic skin issues, sensitive skin, psoriasis probably too, inflammatory issues of all kinds, the vast majority of skin inflammation issues are about the fat absorption system, either in terms of deficiencies or in terms of absorption, extracting, we'll say. From the University of Illinois at Urbana, lack of omega-6 fatty acid linked to severe dermatitis. University of Illinois scientists have learned that a specific omega-6 fatty acid may be critical to maintaining skin health. Well, I didn't have to read that. I just knew that from experience and from biochemistry. This omega-6 fatty acid, by the way, is called arachidonic acid. You may have heard of arachidonic acid. If you ever read any of Barry Sears' books, The Anti-Aging Zone or The Zone, the guy with the Zone diet, I don't know. It's funny because that was like, I can't even believe it, but it was about 30 years ago that The Zone was really big. So if you're in your 20s or even if you're in your 30s, you may not even have heard of The Zone and The Zone diet. But back in the 90s, that thing was the bomb. That was one of the first big-time diets that had some scientific backing behind it and that hit the mainstream. And I say some because Barry Sears had made some mistakes there. But nonetheless, omega-6 fatty acid, he was one of the first guys to talk about the importance of omega-6 fatty acids and the relevance of arachidonic acid. Now, interestingly, omega-6 and arachidonic acid, arachidonic acid is found in things like milk and meat and eggs, it got a lot of bad press, as omega-6 sometimes gets a lot of bad press, because omega-6 and arachidonic acid are said to be pro-inflammatory. Pro-inflammatory. They're part of the inflammatory pathways. They're key players in the inflammatory pathway. And so a lot of people, not a lot of people, but back in the day, in the 1990s, they were thinking, well, we should avoid omega-6, and Barry Sears actually talks about this, avoiding omega-6 and avoiding arachidonic acid, or at least minimizing it, not avoiding it totally, but minimizing how much you eat, staying away from eggs, staying away from organ meat, staying away from dairy. Why? Because it's pro-inflammatory. But what they miss is that in the body, inflammation is not a bad thing. It's the excess inflammation that's a problem. And inflammation, without inflammation, you don't get healing. So just by avoiding the mediators, the chemicals that are involved, the molecules that are involved in inflammation as a health strategy is not overly bright, because you need these things. In fact, arachidonic deficiency is associated with dermatitis. Why? Because the skin can't heal. There's more omega-6s in the skin than omega-3s. Omega-3s, there's not a lot of omega, relatively speaking, there's way more omega-6 in the body than omega-3. But you still hear well-meaning but not nutritionally savvy dietitians and health professionals and nutritionists saying, stay away from omega-6s, you don't need omega-6s, you get a lot of omega-6s. None of that's true. You don't want to stay away from it. You need it. And we don't get a lot of it. Why? And by the way, I'm talking about omega-6 essential fatty acids here. Why? Because they break down quickly. So you need a balance. You need omega-6 and you need omega-3. If you're dealing with dermatitis, i.e. eczema, and by the way, the technical name for eczema is atopic dermatitis. I'll tell you what that means when we come back from our break. I am pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. Edward Carswell will be coming up in our third segment. We'll get your calls next.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for being here. We've got Edward Carswell coming up at the bottom of the hour, Prepper Nurse One. That's his website. That's his YouTube channel. That's also his website, I believe. And Edward is a preparedness expert. He talks to millions of folks via his YouTube channel. And we're going to talk about reasons why we should be prepared for disaster. Looks like exciting times are forward. I don't know if I would call it disaster. Maybe so. Maybe it's a disaster that awaits us. In any case, we'll talk to Edward Carswell in our third segment and get your calls. This segment, 844-236-6010. So I've been studying skin for a really long time, and people ask me about how I have really great skin. What's the one thing I need to do for my skin? How do I take care of my eczema, my psoriasis, et cetera, et cetera? I always think in my head, and I always tell them, fats. F-A-T-S, fats, fats, fats. Now, it's not that easy, it's not that simple, because there's different kinds of fats. There's good fats, there's bad fats, there's important fats, there's less important fats, there's essential fats, there's non-essential fats. There's lots of distinctions in there. Remember, power comes in distinctions, so we got to understand all our distinctions. But generally speaking, it's about the fats when it comes to beauty and health of the skin. By the way, I did my moment of truth today on cocoa powder, or a cocoa extract for skin. Cocoa, like other veggies and fruits and botanicals, contains polyphenols, which are fatty. And these polyphenols are very important for skin health. As we get older, we don't extract the fats. So anything you could do to support your fats, fat absorption, fat intake, is going to anti-age you. The skin is like an icon for the rest of the body. It's like a symbol for the rest of the body. What's happening, what's true about the skin is going to be true about the inside of the body, plus you could see the skin. So think of it like an icon on your desktop. The skin is like an icon for the inside of the body. And what's true about the skin is going to be true about the inside of the body. And by taking care of the skin nutritionally, you're going to take care of the inside of your body too. And by taking care of the inside of your body, you're going to take care of your skin. So before we went to break, I was telling you about atopic dermatitis, eczema. Which is, if you don't have eczema, you don't realize how unbelievably frustrating, painful, uncomfortable it is, and also embarrassing. There's a lot of psychological issues that go with eczema, not to mention the physical issues. It's a serious problem if you have it, especially if you're a kid. Well, if you're going to understand eczema, all you got to do, and understand how to treat it, all you got to do is know what the medical term for eczema is. Eczema is a colloquial term. The medical term is atopic dermatitis. Dermatitis, what does that mean? Dermatitis, inflamed skin. The key is in the atopic part. Atopic. That means it's not topical. That means it's not on the skin. Yet we still have our 99% of people, when they go to the doctor, the dermatologist, to get their eczema treated, are going to get a topical answer, a topical solution, a steroid cream. But it's right there in the name. Atopic dermatitis. Atopic means it's not topical. It means it comes from the inside. If something comes from the inside, it comes from the blood. Either something's in the blood or something that shouldn't be, or something isn't in the blood that should be. Period. Like everything else. Remember, the skin's an icon. Like everything else. Atopic dermatitis. You might as well call it atopic. All diseases, atopic. Atopic dermatitis means it starts on the inside. It starts in the blood. You got to treat the blood. One of the most important things you could do is put the fats in, the correct fats in, and take out the bad stuff, mostly digestive, derived from the digestive system, from the intestine, food. It's not complicated. It's very simple. Atopic dermatitis should begin to resolve almost instantly once you remove the offending agent and you include the correct nutrients, fatty ones, essential fatty acids. Lack of omega-6 from University of Illinois. Lack of omega-6 arachidonic fatty acid associated with severe dermatitis. When arachidonic acid was added to the animal's diet, the itching went away. Unquote. Bingo. It's right there. I didn't need to read this. We learned this in pharmacy school. You take essential fatty acids out of the diet. You take fatty acids out of the diet, you get itchy. Period. Happens right, almost right away. Within days. You put the food back, the fats back in. The itchy goes away. If you have a dog or a cat with a mangy coat or not a pretty coat or even a regular coat, crack an egg in his food. Watch his coat improve, or give him some fish oil or some Ultimate EFA capsule. Stick a pin in your Ultimate EFA capsule, squeeze the oil out. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. My buddy Kevin Dos Vidonia. What's going on, Kevin?
You just said goodbye by mistake.
Oh, I did? Okay. Sorry.
See, you told me about CM cream.
Yes.
Or, you know, ointment.
Yes.
Is that camphor menthol?
No. It's a fat. It's acetyl myristoliate.
Okay,
and it's a really fascinating fat. It's along the lines of the stuff I'm talking about here today. You know, there's a lot of these little subfractions of fats that are anti-inflammatory, have pain-relieving properties. One called palmitoyl ethanolamide, which I haven't talked about, is along the same lines. And that's also very anti-pain and very anti-inflammatory. And, of course, endocannabinoids are in the same family here. But, no, I was telling you about the CM cream from Longevity. And it also has their CM capsules also. And it stands for acetyl myristoliate. And they're shockingly anti-inflammatory. It's unbelievable, really.
I don't know if you knew, but they do have a Longevity here in Russia now.
I did not know. That's wonderful. And who's doing it?
I'm not sure, but I could find out for you.
Yeah, will you send me a note, Kevin?
Absolutely. And my second question is vitamins. Let's say BTT. When is the best time to take it? With a meal or without the meal?
Without the meal is my opinion. You get faster absorption without the meal.
Right.
And that, it's a general rule. As a general rule, if something's water soluble, you'll get faster absorption without a meal. If something's fat soluble, you get better absorption with a meal. General rule. There are differences in there.
Makes sense. Thanks for the info, Ben.
Thank you, Kevin. Hey, thanks for doing all that stuff with the YouTube. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
It's really cool.
No problem.
Helps a lot of folks.
Bye.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Kevin. That's Kevin from Moscow, and he does our YouTube videos or YouTube audios. And he does them every day. He's done them every day for years now. And they're all up on our Facebook page, by the way, The Bright Side with Pharmacist Ben. All right, Rob in Ontario. Good morning. What's up, Rob? Rob?
Lately. You're doing fantastic.
Do I have Rob here?
Hello. Hello, Ben.
Hey, Rob, speak into the phone, man, or get me off speaker. I can barely hear you.
Okay, is this better?
Not much. Yell if you're not on the speaker. Get me off speaker or yell really loud.
Okay, I have to talk loud then.
Okay.
I'm on a heart device.
Okay, go ahead.
Medical bullying.
Medical what?
Medical bullying. How can we tell that we have a bad doctor?
You're in Canada, right? That's correct, right? Ontario?
I'm in Canada, yes.
Dude, it's awful in Canada. The medical bullying situation, at least in the United States, we have a tradition of independence and non-compliance and questioning authority. It doesn't always happen that way, but we have a sort of tradition of that. In Canada, The sheep effect is so deep and so huge in Canada.
You're right.
Wonderful Canadian friends, and I love Canadians and I love Canada, but it's so tragic how you've been domesticated in Canada. It's horrific.
My mother was exterminated. They took her away. She died. She was killed within 30 days of being put into long-term care, which is basically nursing home here.
So this is kind of personal, probably. This is personal for you.
Yeah, she was denied nutrition, and the nutrition in the nursing homes is
actually horrific. Hey, Rob, I'm out of time, but I'd love to hear your story. Can I get you to call back tomorrow?
Yes.
Try and call back tomorrow. I'd love to hear the story. It's absolutely
okay.
It's so tragic what's going on in Canada. All right, Edward Carswell coming up in our next segment. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. President Trump and First Lady Melania pay their respects to the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg as her casket lies in repose at the U.S. Supreme Court. The first couple met by some protesters outside the building as they arrived.
We reject your stolen court!
Those protesters angry that the president and Senate Republicans are moving quickly to fill the vacancy before November's election. President Trump expected to nominate a conservative woman to succeed the liberal Ginsburg on Saturday. Louisville police say 127 people have been arrested after the decision in the Breonna Taylor shooting case. Demonstrators filling the streets yesterday after learning there were no charges in the actual death of Taylor from a grand jury against the officers involved. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
House Democrats taking the Federal Reserve to task over its response to the coronavirus pandemic when it comes to helping average Americans. Congressman James Clyburn opening a hearing yesterday where Fed Chief Jerome Powell was the main witness.
The Fed's actions so far have prioritized big businesses over the small ones that are most at risk, and it has failed to protect American workers.
House Minority Whip Steve Scalise seeing things differently, thanking Powell for his leadership.
As we work together through this, I just want to thank you for keeping a steady hand at the Federal Reserve, which has been so important as we start seeing this economic recovery.
The Food Network star known as Cake Boss is recovering from a very serious hand injury that he received while bowling near his home in Montville, New Jersey recently. Buddy Velastro's hand got impaled by a bowling pin setter rod that malfunctioned. It happened over the weekend. The Cake Boss had emergency surgery at Morristown Memorial Hospital to remove the rod and now faces what doctors say is a long recovery. Velastro has a reality show, Cake Boss, which is filmed at his Hoboken bakery, and he routinely appears on other Food Network shows as well. You can find us online at usaradio.com, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
With a MECTAC carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MECTAC is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MECTAC is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the bright side, I am Pharmacist Ben, and we're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central, 24-7 on the archive page of brightsideben.com and benfuchsarchives.com. You can also purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. And if you want to start a home-based business for a one-time $30 fee, you can be in business for yourself and help spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. Click on the Join the Team link, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or call 866-735-2470. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin does not need or does not want in any of our Truth Skin Health products. Check out our 1,000-plus five-star reviews at 4 and 5-star reviews at truthreview.com, truthreview.com. Okay, I am looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Edward Carswell's got a really cool website, Prepper Nurse One. Prepper Nurse One is the YouTube channel, and PrepperNurseOne.com is his website. Edward is a preparedness expert, and we're going to talk about reasons why we should be prepared for a disaster. Welcome to the Bright Side, Edward Carswell. Hey, Edward. Can I call you Edward?
How are you? Thank you. Yes, Edward's fine. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yes, thank you for being here, and crazy times we're living in, huh?
That is for sure. I can honestly say in my lifetime I've never seen anything like what is going on now.
Now let me ask you this. You've been I know you got YouTube videos that go way back to pre-2012, and I imagine you,
yes.
You probably were doing it before 2012 for a while before. You seem young. You seem like you're in your 30s or 40s. You look like you're in your 30s or 40s, which is a good thing.
Well,
I assume it's
actually,
a good thing. You're
actually,
not
20. I'm 55.
Well, you look awesome, Edwards. That's great. I had
well,
no
thank
idea
you.
You were 55. But in any case, I imagine you've had these kinds of ideas rolling around in your head for a long time. Is this what you thought it would look like?
You know, to be honest with you, my wake-up call for me personally was Hurricane Katrina back in 2005.
Got it.
And at the time, my children were I have twins. And they were 4 years old, and my stepson was 10 years old at the time. And with that whole situation that happened, it really woke me up to realize that we really need to rely on ourselves and not on the government or anybody else to take care of us. And so,
were you in the Gulf? Were you in the Gulf when it happened, or you just saw?
No. Actually, no. I was. I'm in New York, so I was here. But watching that whole thing unfold and how a lot of those people just completely suffered. It was a really huge, huge wake up call, and it really got me started on my journey. And you know, 6 years ago, I moved completely off grid, and it has been a you know, trial and error type of thing. And you know, you learn, and I think that's the best way to do anything is to get out there and get your hands dirty and figure out what works and what doesn't work.
I like that. You're not in New York City, no doubt.
No, not at all. No, I'm in upstate New York. I actually live in the country where
what
I
town?
Am.
What part?
I'll give you the county. It's Livingston County. I won't say exactly what town it is. But,
oh, you don't want to say the town. Got it. I understand.
Yeah,
I lived in Syracuse for many years. I know the area really well, upstate New York.
Okay, yeah, so Syracuse for me is a couple hours away.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, it's a beautiful country out there, and it's definitely a good survivalist country. Although I would argue that New York City might be a good place to learn how to be a survivalist these days anyway.
That'd be a scary place to be in a post-event. It would be horrifying.
Yeah. All right. So, your wake-up call was in 2005, I think, was Hurricane Katrina. Did you have any background in camping? Or were you a hiker? Were you an outdoors guy? Were you a handyman? Did you have a skill set that would lend itself to survivalism or preparedness?
Well, actually, I didn't. I grew up on a farm as a kid, so I had that background, but. I'm a nurse by trade, so that's why Prepper Nurse One. So,
got it. Are you an RN?
So,
LPN. Gotcha.
Yep. And so when I decided to make this move, skills-wise, I did not have a lot of skill set coming into this. I've learned a tremendous amount, you know, as I've gone along, and I do a lot of hands-on stuff, you know. So what I normally do... you know, I have some great neighbors that I've met. My neighbor behind me is—he's a carpenter, and so he's been a fantastic asset to have. You know, and we work together on all kinds of projects and stuff like that. And but again, it's like I think that's one of the things that I really want to push to people, and I've talked about this a lot on my website: is surrounding yourself with good people that you can trust and rely on. It's very, very important.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you. What's the difference between preparedness and survival?
Well, preparedness is you're preparing for survival, realistically. The thing with preparedness...
Well, survivalism, survivalism versus preparednessism is one. You're saying you're preparing to be a survivalist? How does that work? How do they connect?
Well, the connection is this. If something happens, you put yourself in a position that's going to give you the best chance to survive whatever's going to happen. That's what prepping is all about. Mm. It is being ready for whatever emergency comes down the road. And the funny thing is what people don't understand, an SHTF event, and anybody that wants to know what that means. Yeah. Well, I won't say the first word, but, you know, hits the fan, and the first word
okay.
is
okay.
Okay.
Gotcha.
When that event happens for anybody, it doesn't necessarily have to be a major event. It could be something that happens to you personally, a death in the family, a sickness, whatever the case may be. You prepare. The reason you prepare is for the unexpected, and that's why we prep. We prepare for whatever is going to happen. We don't know what that's going to be. You know, there's nothing that says it's definitely going to be this event, because otherwise everybody would do it. So, you know, it's being prepared for whatever emergency comes down the road. You know, food, water, medical supplies, you know, generators, gasoline, alternative power sources, all those type of things. There's a lot of it that goes into it. But I always tell people this. I have an acronym that I like to use, and it's funny because when you hear it, you're going to think one thing, but it means something totally different. My acronym is STD. So people think that they know what STD stands for.
Yeah.
But what it actually stands for is step, thing, and day. And what I mean by that is it's one step at a time, one thing at a time, and one day at a time.
Wow. That's
whatever
awesome.
You're working towards, and the best part is that acronym can be used for whatever you're doing in your life. It doesn't have to be prepping. It doesn't have to be off-grid.
Yeah.
If you work methodically towards your goals, whatever they may be, you can achieve them if you follow that mantra. And the only person, and here's the best part of it, the best part is the only person that can stop you from achieving those goals is guess who?
Who? You.
You're exactly.
Yeah, that's great. Yep. I love it. You know, that's funny that you said that, because as you're talking, I'm thinking this could be applied to everything. All your stuff can be applied to everything. Being prepared for life, being prepared for events in life. And then it also gets to how about the idea of emotional skill sets as well as physical skill sets, or being prepared emotionally as well as being prepared physically. How can we prepare ourselves emotionally from disaster?
The way that you prepare emotionally is with, as you learn different things, it gives you peace of mind. So you're not going to be nervous and scared. You know, prepping is also really about peace of mind.
Yeah,
so
if
you put yourself in a situation and you say, okay, well, if this happens, how ready am I? And then you get yourself to where you're squared away so that doesn't become a concern. And that's a big part of it.
That gives you peace of mind. Hey, Edward, we got to take your commercial break. Hang on to that thought. Got to take your commercial break. I'm Pharmacist Ben talking to Edward Carswell, PrepperNurse1.com. We'll be back on the bright side with more of Mr. Carswell right after this.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made, with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30 count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side talking to Edward Carswell. His website is PrepperNurse1.com. He's got an awesome YouTube channel with YouTubes that go back 10 years or so. I saw one from 2011, Edward. That seems like, does that seem like we were so naive back in 2011?
You know, absolutely, absolutely. I think, unfortunately, a lot of people don't pay attention to a lot of things. And so, you know, when things happen, they get caught, I like to say, with their pants down, I guess.
Yeah.
One scenario I like to always tell people when people ask me about prepping and, like, living off-grid, because I live off-grid, they always ask me, you know, why? And I said, okay, well, I always like to use this scenario with people. I say, if the lights went out tomorrow and we're not going to come back on, how prepared are you for that? And they go, ask me, and, right, and most people do not have a two-week supply of food and water. Maybe they may have a couple of candles, maybe a flashlight if they're lucky. They're not ready at all. And so my biggest thing, what I always try to do, is make people think. And if I can make you think and then you can process it yourself, and you can come up with a game plan to help yourself. And that's the biggest key, is don't be a victim. Always make sure that you're doing something to help yourself, giving yourself a better chance. And we're always looking for an edge. And when it comes to prepping, what people don't understand, and this is according to FEMA, 95% of the people in the United States are not prepared for a two-week disaster, which absolutely, to be honest, blows me away, because every year we have disasters in this country. Depending on what part of the country you're in, we're always dealing with something. And that people are not ready for that is just, it's amazing to me.
So let's dive right into it here. Someone was listening to you speak and they say, you know what, Edward's right. I really want to start the ball rolling on my preparedness, on preparedness. What is like the first thing people should do? And then what are a couple other things, kind of simple things where people should start? What's the number one thing to do?
Number one thing to do is food and water. Water has to be the priority, because without fresh water, so having a way to purify water and having water on hand, you can even store water, that's okay as well. And then after water comes food. Having at least a minimum of the 2 weeks supply of food. Now, what I would encourage people is once they get to that 2 weeks worth of food and water, then you just continue to build from there on them. Always continuing to add to your stocks as far as that goes. Rotating food is really important. Buying things that you will that you like, I think is really important as well.
Go ahead.
What were you going to say?
How much you have to spend?
You know what? It really depends on what you want to do. So, like, I'll give an example. If you wanted to go with freeze-dried food, okay, you get freeze-dried food, and there's a lot of different companies out there that offer freeze-dried foods. You know, some are better than others. But the point with that is you're going to spend a little bit more money, but that has a 25-year shelf life. So you can take it, you can get it, you can put it away, and then the only thing you've got to worry about when the time comes is adding the hot water, and there you have your meal. So that's one aspect of it. So you're going to spend more money, but it's something that you can get, forget about, put it aside, and not have to worry about it again. Other than that, you know, your beans, your rice, your canned goods, you know, other dry goods, having, you know, honey, local honey. I've always encouraged people to get local honey.
Nice.
Because it has all the oxidants and everything locally that's going to help with allergies and all
that. Last forever.
I think that's, yes, last forever. You know, and they're a great thing to have. And so.
And it adds a little sweetness to your stressful life, probably, too.
Well, and that's another thing important, too. When I got into this, my priority, what I was thinking was with my children, was to keep things as normal as possible.
Uh-huh.
Now, obviously, if we have a major SHTF event, it's not going to be normal by any stretch of the imagination. Still able to take a hot shower. They're still be able to, you know, maybe charge up on their laptops or those type of things.
Yeah.
Some semblance of normalcy is important, and for everybody psychologically. And so, you know, the next thing I would encourage people, make sure you have plenty of seeds, because we're going to go from what we are now into a gardening people. Get books on wild edibles. Get books on medicinal plants. Really, really important to have, okay? Those are huge because I tell people this too. The more you know, the more you make yourself valuable, an asset to any group that you're going to possibly end up with, it's a really good thing.
Develop a skill set.
Yeah, having a skill set. And think about this. I mean, something as simple as this that people don't think about. A shoemaker. Somebody that knows how to make shoes.
Wow.
People don't even think about that. But if you have somebody that can repair shoes, that can make shoes, that's somebody that's going to be very valuable, because we wear our shoes out pretty quickly in this country. They're not made to last, you know. So
in this new world, the shoemakers will be at the top of the pyramid, and the bankers will be irrelevant.
Well, there will be a lot of things that would be irrelevant at that point, yes. But, you know, it's, you know, getting together with a group of decent people. You know, that's really, really important, because here's what people don't understand. In a post-event, you're going to, if you want to survive, and I'm going to say worst case scenario, if you want to, you have to be part of a group. Why would you not try to forge those relationships ahead of time? You know, that makes so much more sense to do it that way.
That's right.
You know,
how did you form a group? Did you just accidentally run into people, or you gather people?
To be honest with you, through my website, and through my YouTube channel, I've met a tremendous amount of wonderful, wonderful people. Now, here's the thing. When I got going with prepping, you know, people were like, "Why are you doing that? It's crazy. It doesn't make any sense." But when you reached out to the internet, there's a lot of like-minded people. And here's the best part about it. When you connect with those like-minded people, it is amazing how much you have in common with them. I mean, your total value system, it's amazing how it all kind of aligns. And we did a get-together last year. Unfortunately, we weren't able to do it this year because of the coronavirus, but we did a get-together last year in New York. I mean, I had people showed up from Ohio, Virginia, Washington, D.C., Tennessee, Pennsylvania, Connecticut. I mean, just all over the place. And here's the best part about it, okay? So all these strangers came together for this get-together that we had. It was a prepper get-together. And it was like a big family. And it was amazing. And nobody knew me. The only person that they knew in common was me, because it was, you know, my channel, and I was putting this
together.
But people sat around in little groups, and everybody was talking. They were networking, you know. And
was it a peaceful society? Was it like
absolutely
a peaceful? Yeah.
out. Yeah. That was just, it was, you know, and like, so, you know, you see these different gatherings that people have. Well, we had our together. At the end of the day, we all picked everything up. We left that pavilion cleaner than when we left
that's
it,
awesome.
You know, when we got there. And it was just, but that's the mindset, you know, and that's what people.
Do you think.
Like-minded people. Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I apologize. You keep cutting out there, so I'm stepping over you, and I apologize for that. Do you think that's what's possible when you have the same values? That's what's possible in a culture when people all value the same thing? Is that an example of that?
I think that you have your chances of survival greatly increase if you have people willing to work together. You know, you're always going to have somebody that wants to be the boss. Always going to have that. You're always going to have people that are know-it-alls. But again, if you can work together, if you can come together and realize that it is in your own common interest for survival to work together, I think you can really have a good society of people. And again, you know, it's like making sure that certain elements of people are not in that group. I mean, you know, you look at the a very dangerous group in a post event are going to be your hardcore drug addicts, because they're not going to stop craving what they take, even though it's not there. So, you know, that's they're going to be very unstable, very dangerous. So you need to be prepared to protect your group, to protect the people that you're with. And again, like I said, when people band together, they're going to do it to survive. And so, you know, I think that's a hugely important thing. But again, if you have a plan in place, and this is something that I want people to think about too, not only does it give you peace of mind, it puts you like, okay, so if something happens tomorrow, you know, how ready am I? You think about that, you evaluate your situation, and then you make a plan and sit down. And I always tell, a list are really, really important things. Sit down and make a list. What do I want to accomplish? What first, what second, and then you start working on that list and you get those things in place, you know. And I think medical supplies are a hugely important thing to have.
Edward, we're out of time, buddy. Oh, but I want everybody to check out your YouTube channel, PrepperNurse1.com. PrepperNurse1.com. Lots of great information. He also has a website. PrepperNurse1.com is the website, and the YouTube channel, PrepperNurse1. Thank you so much, Edward. I really appreciate it. And good luck to
you
in your survival adventure. That's Edward Carswell. Really good stuff. PrepperNurse1.com is the website. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have an awesome, wonderful, beautiful day. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now. Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity nutritional supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.